Ezekiel's Fire, The Great Solar Cataclysm Straight Out of Prophecy by John Little. Copyright 2022. Narrated by the author. Preface. 15 years ago, I wrote an article about our vulnerability to an electromagnetic pulse, or EMP. As the years went by, my understanding of how defenseless and exposed we were increased, especially if that EMP came from our sun. More importantly, I began to see such an event in the prophetic writings of the Bible, first in Ezekiel, which is why this book is called Ezekiel's Fire. At first, I thought that the prophets were speaking of a big solar flare like the Carrington event of September 1859. It was an X-45 class flare that would have done horrifying damage to our way of life if it happened today. And on July 23, 2012, a Carrington-class solar superstorm swept past Earth's orbit, narrowly missing us by just days. If it had happened just a week or so earlier, we would still be picking up the pieces of our shattered lives. But the Bible wasn't talking about anything so tiny as an X-45 solar flare. The Bible refers to something that you could see with the naked eye. And the prophets say that it will do more than just destroy the power grid, since it was not possible to see the Carrington event of 1859 and the solar superstorm of 2012 except through special telescopes. The prophets could not have been talking about something like that. This is when I realized that we face something many times bigger, at least a super flare, and that would have been very hard to imagine until we saw them on stars just like our own. Unfortunately, Ezekiel's Fire isn't just the biggest EMP event in 5,000 years. It will also be the biggest earthquake since the Great Flood. Every building around the world will be knocked down, cities across the globe will be destroyed, in some cases, permanently. Civilization will collapse, billions will die. Oh, and that super flare? The description in the Bible seems to indicate something even bigger, a nova event. We never thought that our sun could produce super flares, and now that we do, we have to wonder if maybe our sun is capable of something far bigger, blasting its outer shell out into the solar system. And as we spend more time looking out into space, we are beginning to see stars do that. The term super flare is a word that still hasn't been officially recognized by our dictionaries, and now we have something even newer, micronova. That word is slowly gaining acceptance among astronomers and will eventually take its place next to dwarf nova, classical nova, and supernova. This nova event will be small enough to allow life on Earth to survive, but big enough to destroy transportation, water distribution, and electricity production. Billions will die of thirst, starvation, violence, and falling buildings. Those who have what people need will be killed by those who want it. Many of those who survive will wish that they hadn't. If you understand what I wrote in When Gog Comes, you'll know the timing of this event and the core points of what the Bible says about it. However, the focus of that book was timing. Ezekiel's Fire is about how dangerous this time will be. In this book, you'll get enough science to make your head explode and even more prophecy. We'll even talk about preparation. Just remember that our job isn't just to survive. The gospel of Jesus Christ is at the center of who we are, and our goal is to be able to continue sharing the good news of salvation. All of this can seem to be a bit overwhelming to contemplate, but I hope that this book lays the evidence out for you in a way that makes sense and even saves your life. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Proverbs 22:3. This is the sixth edition. Previous editions were written and compiled in 2012, 2013, 2014, 2016, and 2021. Some of what was in the fourth edition, 2016, was updated and moved to When Gog Comes.